You may be seated. Good morning. I would like to speak briefly on something that I believe the Lord has put on my heart and for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ here in the sanctuary and those that are tuning online. I would like to speak on the topic of nothing is wasted with God. Nothing is wasted with the Lord. In this journey that we are on, when we are children, we dream. Often when we meet children, or we meet those that are 10, 14 years old, the teenagers, one of the questions that we ask them, who do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do in life? And everyone has great ideas, great dreams. They want to become doctors, lawyers, pastors, missionaries, whatever. But of course, we know that life is not friendly to us at times. The world out there, it's not ready to receive us with open arms to help our children. But the world, the Bible says, and the enemy of this world, the devil, is there to steal, kill, and destroy. And the ideas and the dreams at times that our children have or we once had in life in this journey, they're shattered. They're gone. You get married. You have issues in marriage. Some of you may be experiencing even divorce. Some of you are experiencing a loss of a loved one. Some of you are experiencing sickness in your life. Some of you are experiencing that your children are not with you. And let me tell you, as a father, there is no greater joy than to know that our children are walking with the Lord as parents. Let me tell you, in comparison to the family, to the children, even as a pastor, I'm telling you, whatever what we do in ministry, whatever what we try to obtain and do and walk in obedience, if our children are not walking with the Lord, we're missing something. So when we start on this journey to walk with God, we intend everything to be just good, everything to be perfect, everything to be amazing. But quickly we find out in our life that things can come against us and bring uncertain things into our life that even challenges our faith, challenges our walk with the Lord, challenges even the existence of God. To say, God, I did not sign up for this. I thought that he or she is the love of my life, and now we can't stand each other. I thought that the children are going to be walking with you and there will be laughter all the days of my life in the house, around the kitchen table. And instead of joy and dancing in your home, there is tears and weeping. And the ideas that you had in your mind, in your heart, they're not meeting the reality. But let me remind you this morning that everything, even in the moments of the lowest of the lowest of the lowest in our life, God is still at work. We're not only following Jesus when everything is perfect, but we're following Jesus because he has loved us and called me and you to follow him. And we are to believe that God is going to answer the cry of our heart. Nothing is wasted with God. And that's why when the scripture, when we read in Romans that all things work together for good, let me tell you something. When everything is fine in our life, we can quote the scripture. And we can be so joyful, and we can be so happy, and we can even encourage other people. But what happens when we go through trials? What happens when we fall? What happens when there are things in our life that we are not proud of? Can we quote the scripture? But let me tell you that the scripture is the same. It has the same power. It has the same intentions when everything is good and when everything is bad. Because God is in control. And he takes the broken pieces and he puts them together. Hallelujah. Have you tried to put things together that you have broken in your life? Maybe there was a cup or a vase or something of importance in your life. Because of carelessness or something that happened, it shattered. And if you're like me, The last thing you want to do to throw it away. You're going to try to find glue. You're going to try to find tape. You're going to try to do something to put it back together. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter how good of a job we do it. We still see the cracks and it still bothers us. And we always go to those moments when it happened. But let me tell you, in Jesus Christ, when he puts something together, it's perfect. It's new. His mercy, his grace, his love that overwhelms our hearts, that is renewed each morning to me and to you. And when he brings something together, when he speaks wholeness, he does not do halfway, but he completes it. And that's the beauty of Jesus Christ. Nothing is wasted with God. Anything that you're going through, everything that you're facing, nothing is wasted with the Lord. If you can open up the Word of God to Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 and down. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 and down says this. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre, the Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, and this woman was a Gentile. And during that time, in this context, Jesus came to his own people, to the Jewish people. And this woman was not considered to be a Jewish person. She was a Gentile. She was outside of the covenant, so to speak, that Jesus or God had with the nation of Israel. And this woman, hearing what Jesus is doing, she approaches him and says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." And she continues, "But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she says, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed in that very hour." The cry of this woman's heart was this: have mercy on me, and not only on me, but upon my household. Have mercy on me and my daughter, because she is demon-possessed. She is spiritually sick. And of course, the answer that Jesus gave her can be perceived to be very offensive, can be perceived very out of norms. Can you imagine if me and you were that person that asking Jesus to say, have mercy on me and my family, and Jesus responds, I have not been sent to help you and to answer the cry of your heart. I came to meet with my own people, the Jewish people. But this woman never gave up. She did not get offended. Are you offended through the things that you're going through in your life? That leads you to even question God? Are you offended at the words of God that you are reading and you're saying, it's only words, it doesn't pertain to my life. It's not producing anything in my life. It's only promises for others, but I am empty. Are you offended by some of the things that maybe God is not answering you in the moment? But I love that this woman did not get offended when she did not receive the answer that she expected right away. But the way she received the answer, it was very unconventional. It was very different. It was very, very different. And I want us to talk about that. She replied. Then she came down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So it's almost Jesus is comparing her to a dog. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat crumbs which fall from the master's table. And the secret, or not the secret, because there is no secrets, but the truth that God began to speak to me from this passage, that this woman saw value in crumbs. She saw value in the broken places. She saw value at someone considered to be garbage, someone maybe considered to be something that it's only left for the dogs to come and lick, something that only the dogs can come and clean the floor. She saw value in that, and that was the anchor. That was her life. That was her hope, and she was saying, but listen, even I'm not looking for the whole meal. I'm not looking for the whole bread. I'm not looking for everything, but the little thing that even falls to the floor that nobody wants it. I want it. I want it. She saw value in broken places. She saw value in broken bread. She saw value in something that was considered broken in pieces, the crumbs. And what was a crumb for some, for her, it was a lifeline. My brothers and my sisters, what we're going through in life, I'm not talking now about physical bread that might be broken, but our lives that are broken. The things that are shadowed in our lives, the things that we face, the families, the marriages, everything that we face, it seems like everything is destroyed. But I want to remind you that if you come to Jesus Christ, even the broken pieces can bring hope. Not because there is power in a broken piece, but there is power in Jesus Christ. And He can speak wholeness over our life. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a story that is written in the book of John, chapter 6. And this is the story when Jesus does the miracle with the bread and the fish. And we all know the story. We even share it with the children, and we all focus at the miracle of Jesus multiplying the bread and the fish and feeding the thousands. But there is a few words here in this scripture that I stopped and began to think about and ponder upon, that Jesus began to speak this word. He says, gather up the fragments or all the pieces, all the broken pieces that are left, that remain there, so that nothing is lost. What people consider to be broken and left, what people consider to be thrown into the garbage, Jesus is looking at those crumbs. He's looking at those pieces. He's looking at those broken pieces. And He says, no, gather them, that nothing is wasted. Nothing is lost. Why? Because nothing is wasted with the Lord. He can use great things. He can use small things. He can use moments that are perfect, and He can use moments that are broken to speak into our life and to bring wholeness into our life. There is nothing lost in God. If the worship team can come, we're going to go into the closing. I just want to be obedient to share what I have and not just take your time away. But nothing, nothing is wasted in God's hands. Walker, the little boy that I was just holding, I couldn't hold him. I had to sit down because I cannot lift anything for quite a while, more than 10 pounds. And when you look at that boy, you don't have to put him in a, on a scale to figure out that he weighs more than 10 pounds. So I was sitting and just holding him. But one of the memories that comes to my wife and I when we see Walker, it's a memory that we should have another child. We should have had another child. And during the time that Pastor Josiah and Karis were expecting, they had a baby, they conceived. We also found out that my wife conceived and we were expecting a baby. And we were just so filled with joy, anticipations, and planning to let people know that we're expecting our fourth child. And little that we knew, we had to be rushed to the hospital, and my wife had a miscarriage. And in moments like this, you think, man, God, why would you tease us like that? Didn't you know what's going to happen? Why would you give us something and then take it away the next moment? So often when I look at Walker, I'm reminded, man, I could have had a child like that. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. We'll find out one day when we're in heaven. But let me tell you something. What we are considered to be taken away from us in moments here on earth, in God's timing and in God's hand, nothing is wasted. In this world, it's not a person. But in God's kingdom, it's a child. And we believe that one day when we're in heaven, we're going to get to meet this little baby. Nothing is wasted in God's hands. And in the moments that you're facing in life, whatever what you're going through, the issues that you're facing, the things that you're facing in life that divides you, I want to encourage you to stop for a moment and to pay attention. Maybe God is trying to get your attention. God is not against you, He's for you. Maybe God is trying to get your attention, to put your focus again on Him. He allows things in our life. He allows problems. He allows difficulty in our life. He allows miscarriages. He allows different things in our life. Not to say, oh, you're going through all of these things because I'm so far away from you. He allows things into our life to say, wake up and look at me. Because nothing is wasted in my kingdom. But what you consider to be wasted, the crumbs, can be the lifeline to lead you and me to Jesus Christ. And that's when He says, oh, woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith to the point of go home. I don't even have to go to your home. Your daughter is already healed and delivered. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you this morning. Don't get stuck on problems. Don't get stuck on issues. Don't get stuck on those things that divide you. Because the enemy will bring things against us to cause me and you to stop praying, to stop believing, to stop going to church, to stop fellowshipping, to stop all of those things. But me and my house should serve the Lord. And this is what I want to encourage you this morning. Let the things cause you this morning to look at God and to say, oh, the crumbs that are falling down, some might consider that to be a waste. Oh, God. But even those crumbs, through them, through the broken pieces, if I can be led to you, it's worth it. And that's why Jesus commanded them in this story, gather up the fragments or the pieces that remained, that people broke, they were filled and they didn't need anymore and they left it on the ground. For what? So that nothing is lost. And that's why in our life, even the broken seasons, the broken parts of our life, present or past, God can gather them to remind me and you, I'm going to do something beautiful. Maybe somebody broke it in your life. Maybe somebody came and took advantage of you, so to speak. And the pieces that they did not want of you, they put it on a side. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's your loved ones. But this morning, God says, gather those pieces. Because in my kingdom, nothing is going to be lost. Nothing is going to be just destroyed. But I can bring wholeness. I can bring wholeness, I can heal, and I can bring life. What are you considered to be a disaster and broken, irreparable? In God's kingdom, is just another opportunity for Him to move and bring healing. Stop fighting each other and the Lord, and let the circumstances in our life lead us. Lead us to Jesus. Some of you are so numb that you can't even hear me because of the waves of life coming against you. Some of you are so beaten up by the world and you've tried it all and you're here listening to what I'm sharing. You're saying, I don't believe even what you're saying because I've tried it all. Some of you might think, what is the point? Can God do things? I believe He can. Will He do it in my life? I don't think so. Well, let me tell you that even in this journey of doubt, Jesus still loves you and He cares for you. And that's why He's speaking to you to remind you not to give up. And I'll finish with this, that one of the prayers that Jesus prayed, he disclosed. Not many prayers he disclosed. He just said that Jesus went on a mountain and he began to pray. And that was the end of that. Or all night he prayed and there was nothing that what he prayed for. But one of the prayers that he prayed, he disclosed to Peter. He says, Peter, I prayed for you. I prayed for you because I saw something that the enemy is trying to do in your life. And I prayed that your faith will not grow weary. Jesus is interceding at the right hand of the Father for me and for you. And the enemy will try to bring all kinds of things into our life, to bring division, to break us, to do all kinds of things. But Jesus is interceding for me and for you that our faith in this journey will not grow weary. He loves you. He cares for you. I'm going to ask you in the name of Jesus to let it go. Let go of bitterness. Let go of fighting. Let go of the things in your life that you're holding down to. Because you have every reason to say these broken pieces are only reminds me of bad things, of hurts and pain. In Christ and through Christ, allow those crumbs to lead you to Jesus, not away from Jesus. Because nothing is wasted with the Lord. But He can use all things together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And I must believe that. I must stand on that, even when things are bad, to say, God, You're able. I have things in my life that I went through. But every time I go back, I was like, man, how, God, couldn't You just spare me? Why did I have to go? I'm not proud of those moments. But I also can look from another perspective. God, even though those moments happen in my life, You use those moments to draw me to You. Because if it wasn't for those moments, I don't know where I would have been. Allow those moments to lead you to Jesus Christ. Because He loves you and He intercedes for me and for you. That our faith will not grow weary during the season of challenge, the season of testing. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Would you stand, please? I'd like to pray for you. And this is you. That you feel like a broken vessel. You feel like this crumb, so to speak. Allow the Lord to speak wholeness over your life and to bring healing into your life. Because nothing is wasted with the Lord, and He can take those moments and lead you to the cross. This message spoke to you in any way that you need prayer. Would you come here? We would like to pray for you in a moment. If this is you, just come. Don't hesitate. You know what you're going through. You know what you're facing in life. You know your marriage. You know your children. You know the broken pieces. You know everything. Jesus loves you with everlasting love, and He's not mad at you. The broken places can be the steps towards the Lord, not to divide you away from the Lord. Amen? Let's sing a song. And if during this song you want to respond, respond either here up front or where you are. Just talk with the Lord. He loves you. Amen.